We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Over the weekend, I was kind of stunned, not that I heard about any difficulties he had, that one of the most exciting boxers of my lifetime, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, passed away over the weekend in New Hampshire. Hagler, of course, was the former middleweight champ. He had a record of 62-3-2. He was just unbelievable. 66 years old. Now, Tommy Hearns did tweet something on, or post something on Instagram, kind of intimated that he died because he got the vaccine. And I have no idea if that's true or not, or whether he even was vaccinated. I have no idea. But, you know, whatever Dr. Hearns says, we can take it with whatever. Anyway. But I was thinking about this because Hagler in those days of the mid to late 80s, when boxing, especially not even the heavyweights, was just an unbelievable spectacle. I mean, you had guys like Duran, Hearns, Leonard, Hagler. You had guys who had great names like Vito Antuofermo and Juan Roldan and John the Beast Mugabe. It was every week or every month, it seemed like there was a great boxing match on, whether it was either live TV or closed circuit or whatever. And look, everybody looks at the Hearns-Hagler fight back in 1985 as one of the greatest fights of all time. And it only lasted three rounds. So, those three rounds, especially the first round, are considered one of the best in boxing history, one of the greatest fights of all time. Now, Hagler won the fight, obviously, a third-round TKO. He won his next fight and then lost a decision to Sugar Ray Leonard back in 1987 and then retired because a lot of people thought that he got screwed in that fight.
Yeah.
So he just said, the hell with this. He went and moved to Italy and made, like, spaghetti westerns. He was into movies. And Roy hadn't heard much of him at all. So a couple of things I was going to ask here, 248-539-9797. First of all, I want to suggest to anybody who's young, too young to have watched Hagler live, watch that. Go to YouTube, like we mentioned, and watch Hearns Hagler. It's just unbelievable. First of all, it's only three rounds, so it won't take you much time.
Right.
It is just incredible. It's the way boxing was, the way boxing should be, but boxing I don't think will ever be what it was when we were younger. Now, John, You've seen that fight, haven't you?
I did. I didn't see it live, but I have seen it since. And I agree. It was a phenomenal three rounds. We go back another week, and we were talking about the Ali Frazier one.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is, what, 15 rounds?
Yes.
And so it's hard to compare them because they're so different. And I actually went back and watched again Sunday morning. I was watching the Ali Frazier fight. Obviously, it's more time involved because it's 15 rounds. That, to me, is the greatest fight ever because for 15 rounds, you watch two guys just beat the hell out of each other. The Hearns and Hagler is you're watching two boxers who are just – so technically good with power and with speed and how they're attacking each other and two of the greatest nicknames ever, Marvelous and the Hitman.
Marvelous.
It's just and you know what? The one thing I didn't know as I started to read more about Hagler is that he was the first Ocho Cinco. He legally changed his name.
Because he was pissed that people refused to call him Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Yeah, And so he actually legally changed his name to Marvelous, which I think is amazing. And that's the personalities that you saw with, you know, Hagler and Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard, and then you go back to Ali and Frazier. I know they're different weight classes, but the personalities is what we're missing. And then you fast forward to more of my generation, and it's you know, Mike Tyson.
Right.
You still have moments. You have great personalities. You have people that you can, whether you love them or hate them, you are not on the fence. Like, you actually, you got to make a choice. Like, I love this guy or I hate this guy. It's not a meh. A lot of the boxers today are just kind of meh.
Right. Well, Hearns, Hagler, I think most people like both of them.
Right.
It was whether you liked, whether you were a Sugar Ray guy or not. Because Sugar Ray was like the all-American guy. And, you know, I knew him a little bit working in Washington, because that's where he was from. And he was kind of, pompous. So my whole sports staff that we work with, we were always into Thomas Hearns. So we were people working at Washington hoping that Hearns would have beaten Leonard. And he, you know, Leonard obviously won the first one. And, you know, the second one, I think Sugar Ray got a lot of controversial decisions sent his way.
He did.
Because he was more of a technical boxer. But 248-539-9797, two things. What was the greatest fight you ever saw? And it doesn't have to be in boxing. It could be in hockey. It could be in a bar. I don't know. Whatever. The greatest fight you ever saw. And is, what's your favorite iconic nickname? Like Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the greatest fight I ever saw wasn't boxing, and it wasn't Hearns Leonard, and it wasn't even Ali Frazier. It was, and they fought three times, but I think the first one was the best. I urge anybody to watch the trilogy of fights between Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward. And the first one was just, they just knocked the crap out of each other. I mean, blood everywhere, a couple of knockdowns. They were incredible. It was, first one was in 2002, and then they fought three straight times. They fought May of 2002, November of 2002, and then June of 2003. And they were unbelievable. I mean, just rock'em sock'em robots.
Mm-hmm.
To me, those were the best fight. Now, I saw Gatti fight once live in Vegas against Oscar De La Hoya, and De La Hoya beat him, which I was rooting for Gatti, because I was not a big Oscar De La Hoya guy.
Uh-huh.
But Gatti was great. Him and Ward, those fights, I'm telling you, just watch them. Incredible. All right, we have some ticket texts.
Mm-hmm.
Hearns Hagler. I was a senior in high school. Back then it was closed circuit TV. My dad took us to the Silver Dome to watch it on TV from a suite. It was awesome. You know where I watched that fight? I was visiting, me and a friend of mine, we went to visit another one of our friends in Boston. He was at law school in Boston, and it was Patriots Day. So we saw a little bit of the marathon. We saw the early afternoon Red Sox game. And then we saw Hagler Hearns close circuit at the Boston Garden, because he's from Boston. They showed it everywhere. To me, the three best places to watch that fight were obviously live in Vegas,
mm-hmm.
at Joe Louis Arena for the Hearns fans, and in Boston Garden for the Hagler fans. And let me tell you something, the Boston Garden, people were going absolutely ape, you know what. It was nuts.
Mm-hmm. I love how he retired.
Just going to the movies?
Because Sugar Ray wouldn't give him a rematch. Yeah. He said, right. Screw it. I'm on principle.
I know. Exactly.
I don't remember. I remember that fight was big, but I don't remember seeing it. I mean, I know it was a huge deal.
Oh, yeah. How old were you then? It was 85.
I would have been turning 12.
Yeah.
My favorite fighter is a hockey fighter, John Nasty Morasty. His fights are great. No blocking needed.
Nasty Morasty.
Don't know him. Check that out.
No.
He Hate Me is the best nickname ever.
Yeah, original iteration of the XFL.
Yeah, what was his name? Rod Smart, right?
Yes.
The best fight I've ever seen was a McSorley-Probert fight that went on for at least 3 to 4 minutes. It was one of the longest hockey fights ever.
That was in 94. I remember. Bob Probert. That is the my favorite fight of his is him and Ty Domi.
Oh, those were classics, too. The one where, how about the one when Domi kind of won and he did the old wrestling belt signal?
Yes, Yes. I just love those. And, and they used to last, like that texter said, they used to last like 3-4 minutes.
I know Andre the Giant getting body slammed by Hogan gets all the love, but the best match from WrestleMania 3 and one of the greatest fights I've ever seen, even though it's fake, is Ricky Steamboat and Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky for the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship.
Steamboat from the top rope, right?
I
was there. It was great.
Yep. It was awesome.
It was one of the greatest events I've ever been at. In college, I was given an assignment. What was the most exciting thing you've ever seen? I chose the war between Hearns Hagler. I got an A on the assignment. That's from Jeff. It was in 3 rounds, man. I'm crumble. My favorite fight beyond Hearns Hagler was Ali Foreman. Greatest strategy fight plan ever. Everyone expected a knockout, but not in the 8th round and not by Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Zach says the answer for the most iconic nickname is obvious, Shoelace. And somebody else says, Rocky versus Drago is the best fight.
Hey, you said anything, any fight.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
it happened.
That's right. I'm not complaining. Joe and Gross Eel, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. You know, my favorite fight, it wasn't the best fight, but the anticipation leading up to Leonard Hearns 1 was off the charts. And you couldn't get a ticket anywhere. Finally, we saw it closed circuit at Yak Arena in Wyandotte. The closed circuit on the undercard went down, and they ran out of beer, and it was chaos inside the arena. There were fights breaking out everywhere until finally the feed came back. And Tommy actually would have won that fight. He did win the second fight, even though they didn't give it to him.
I know.
And he would have won the first fight, too, if he had just hung on, but he got a little greedy in the 13th round. And my favorite nickname is from a different sport, but I love the little ball of hate. What a crazy nickname.
It's a great nickname, but I never consider it when we talk about nicknames because people don't walk around. Like, people will go up to Hagler and say, hey, Marvelous, how are you? Or they'll say to Irvin Johnson, hey, Magic, how are you? I don't think people say, hey, little ball of hate, how are you? You know?
You're right.
It's kind of like Nicholas Lidstrom, the perfect human. I don't think people say, hey, perfect, what's going on, man?
Yeah.
You know? Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Hearns Leonard fight was just the first one. He ran out of gas. He should have won that fight, and that fight was the day before the Pistons won the NBA championship for the first time. Because I remember I was so pissed because I would have gone to LA, and then on the off day, Game 3, if you remember, was a Sunday in LA. The fight was Monday night in Vegas, and they won the championship the next night in L.A. They won 4 straight games. Mm-hmm. And all the Detroit media covering the Pistons obviously covered the fight. They just went to Vegas. It's a four-hour drive. Or if you wanted to take a half-hour flight, you could have done that. But my sister had the unbelievable gall of getting married that weekend. So I couldn't go. So I missed one of the great fights of all time live, and I missed the Pistons winning the championship live. So I got revenge. I wore a mustache at her wedding. That's not why I had it. It was when I was in my mustache phase. She's still kind of pissed off about that.
You guys, have you seen the movie Delta Force, John?
I have, yes.
Do you know the main terrorist in that movie?
I picture him, yeah.
Yeah, Stoney looked like that.
Really?
When he had a mustache, yeah, because he had a tan and everything.
That's amazing. And I tell you what, I need to see some wedding photos.
Of my sister's wedding?
Yeah. I want to see the wedding party and see how you fit in.
I think I have a picture. I'll look in my house with me with a mustache. If not, I'll have her send one.
Yes, I need to see that.
it was not great. I mean, hey, I'm not Tom Selleck, you know.
It's the greatest stash ever.
It's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's a pretty damn good stash.
It is. You know, speaking of nicknames, and it's one that from my childhood that I grew up, you know, and obviously the Lions weren't great. So, and my parents lived in Chicago. So I followed the Bears quite a bit. And Sweetness.
Yeah.
For Walter Payton. I don't know that there's a better nickname or more appropriate nickname than Sweetness for Walter Payton.
So your parents lived in Chicago while you lived here?
No. My grandparents.
Oh, your grand. You said your parents.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my grandparents lived in Chicago. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was on my own at about nine.
At six.
Yeah.
You were home alone to begin with.
Yes.
Here's some nickname ones: Stormin' Norman Cash.
Yeah.
Best nickname locally, easily, the microwave.
Oh, Vinnie Johnson.
And the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
What about Gibby?
Gibby's
doesn't get many mentions when we talk about this.
Because
it's a nickname. People call him Gibby.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
They don't refer to him as perfect.
True. You're right. That's right. Do I consider my Stony a nickname? I guess it technically
it
is.
Yes.
Yes. Just adding a Y, but yes. Best fight I ever saw was the finale of the first season of The Ultimate Fighter between Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner. They beat the tar out of each other, a true slugfest. White awarded them both UFC contracts because of the performance. It was supposed to be just a winner. Best, most iconic nickname has to be Tiger. That's true.
Yeah.
Right there. Watched Clay versus Liston with my dad on a small black and white TV. I did not see that one live. And best fight ever, the Wings versus the Avalanche 1997 brawl.
Mm-hmm.
That's right up there for me.
That was awesome.
I'm not quite sure there'll ever be a more famous one regular season game than that.
Probably no. Well, definitely not in this town.
It's been so long ago now. Some of our younger audience, if you haven't seen what happened that night, go YouTube it. It's unbelievable.
Shouldn't that be a test that you have to pass to call yourself a Detroit sports fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, every kid, you know, when they're at least, when they turn 10, if they're into the Wings or whatever, their father should say, or mother, listen, before you become a full-fledged Wing fan, you have to watch this. You have to know the history. I think every, you know, we could do a whole topic on this. What should everybody know about Detroit sports?
Well, and my thing with the Avs-Wings rivalry, the Russian 5 documentary was great. If you haven't seen it, it is absolutely unbelievable, and everybody should watch it. But if that got made, how in the heck isn't a documentary made on the Wings-Avs rivalry? For people out there who produce films or whatever, this is a can't miss.
Oh, I know.
If you capture it the right way and get the whole story, it's a home run. It's an easy 2 hour 30 for 30.
Absolutely. I don't know. Well, now that ESPN's doing hockey again, you know, you got a chance.
That's how you would bring people back in, is by playing that up.
Oh, yeah. You know? But absolutely.
I mean, if it's not in the works already, they would never get it done in time.
No, probably.
I mean, it's probably a multi-year production.
Yes. That and the Lions.
It's just the backstories the backstories, though, for both franchises is true. It's unbelievable. The Lindros trade for Quebec, and then they became the Avs.
Well,
the
Red Wings were the ones who basically sent Patrick Waugh to Colorado.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And the fact that, you know, the Lindros, but Quebec, if they didn't move to Colorado, the Waugh trade would have never happened, because there was no way Montreal was going to trade Patrick Waugh to the Quebec Nordiques. No effing way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.